93.7 The Mountain and the Jamie Patrick Morning Show alongside TC, broadcasting at Charlotte McCoy's broadcast event in Frisco, Texas during ACM Awards Week, sitting with star Tyler Braden. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How are y'all?
Good.
Doing
all great, right. Man. Last time we saw you, you were out with Mitchell Tenpenny.
Yeah,
he came through town. Oh, man.
That was exciting. That was a fun tour.
We love your music, and that was a great show. But Jamie has to share. He's got some fandom
this
in his house.
Okay, all right.
So I first met you at Live in the Vineyard a couple of years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, you debuted with your record label. And I brought your music back to my home and to my youngest son, who is now almost 16 years old.
Okay.
He fell in love with your music.
I love
that. It is a big part of his playlist. And I told him today, I said, getting set to interview Tyler Braden. And he texted back to me, tell him that I love Neon Grave, Try Losing One, Devil You Know.
I love
that.
That
is my almost 16-year-old son who is a huge fan of yours. You know, you created such a great fan base already, and you've got more music coming at us. Tell us about it.
Man, first I want to say I saw the next text said, I love you, and that's cool that he's not, you know, too cool to say that to his dad. So you raised a good one there, man. We got new music coming hopefully in the next couple months, I think. We got some meetings coming up about what we want to cut and what we want to put out, and we've luckily got a lot of good choices. I'm excited for that. We have one song that was supposed to come out with Devil You Know, but kind of since Devil You Know did well on social media, we wanted to let it go by itself. So I'm thinking that one will be next. I'm not real sure, so I don't want to throw any names out yet, but if you come to a show, we open our show with it. So that's the hint right there.
Awesome. Okay.
So right now we open our show with it, and I'm hoping it'll come out next, but I'm excited, man. I'm hoping to put music out throughout the rest of the year and hopefully a full-length album, maybe top of the year. I'm hoping. You never know right now, but...
It's a tough choice when you're looking at music, right? You said you got a handful of songs, right?
Yeah.
And you got to figure out which one are we going to come with,
right?
What's going on the album. I mean, it's a nice problem to have.
It is a great
but
problem.
What goes into that decision process?
And luckily, I mean, the whole team. I mean, we've got a great team around us, and everybody kind of puts in their two cents and what they think will be good, why they think it'll be good. And then you don't necessarily just pick, hey, these are the five favorite songs. You got to pick five songs that go together well, and they're cohesive, and they make sense together, and they're more of an artistry rather than just a list of songs.
Right.
And that's always that's the part I'm most excited about. It's just like building a set list for a show.
Sure.
But, you know, it's just one level above that because you're introducing the music. So, I mean, I'm excited. Like you said, it's a good problem to have, but I'm excited to take care of it and jump in there.
Do you have a routine when a new song drops, the night it drops?
I do and I don't. I like to just kind of sit back and just enjoy it and just see what happens, you know. You know, if it does like the iTunes charts or, you know, just what it does right when it comes out. It's really cool. I think the coolest part about putting out a new song is how it comes out hours earlier in other countries. And I'll get random tags from like Norway and just random countries
because
of the time zones, and it comes out so much earlier. But that's a really cool thing to see, because especially the first time it ever happened, I'm like, why is this person tagging me 6 hours early? Like, what messed up? You know,
that's
like,
cool.
Oh, you know, they're in Yugoslavia or something. You know, you never know.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But it is cool, though, for sure.
That's Tyler Braden joining 93.7 The Mountain here on ACM Week. Man, have a great rest of your week.
Awesome.
And we can't wait
so
for
much.
All the new music, man.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking the time.
Yep.